Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here. And last week we had the money talk. We're talking about what money is. This week, going to be talking about banking, but it's a completely different topic. G Daddy, how we doing?
Jake, this is an awesome topic. And by the way, everybody down below, like button, subscribe to the Jake and Gino channel. I think this may shift your whole mindset of what the banking is and how you can take control of your financial life. Anyone who can control the flow of money in their lives is going to be much wealthier, right? If you are the bank in your own life, you are going to be wealthier. Now, the banking system is set up. Most people don't know how the banking system works. They think there's checking, savings, you go in, you put your money. Bankers want your money. Now, why do they want your money? They're going to lend your money out. It's called a fractionalized system. Let me give you an example. Jake goes into the bank. He puts a dollar of reserves in the bank. He gives the banker a dollar. That banker goes out and magically lends $10 to $15 to $20 on that $1. It's called the velocity of money. It's an amazing thing. Can you imagine doing that? Jake and I would go to jail if we did that, but banks, they do that. So I'm going to give real numbers, simple numbers. Let's say the bank gives Jake 1% on his money on that $1. Jake is making one penny on that. The banker goes out and lends it at 4%. So he's lending out $10 at 4%. Now, what is that? Is that 40 cents, whatever that comes out to? Now, think about that. He's paying a penny, but he's making 40 cents. He's making an amazing amount of money. Do you see why these banks have amazing buildings? You walk in now, Capital One has these coffee shops. They're making tremendous amounts of money. They're velocitizing their money. That's what banks are all about. They want your money. So if you know that, you have the leverage on that, right? That's what you want. You want to control the flow of money. You don't want to keep your money in the bank there. You want to be the banker. Ultimately, that's what you're looking, striving to achieve. The bank is just a way to store your money. And from there, go out, save that money and start putting it into your own assets.
And a multifamily quick tip for the multifamily entrepreneurs out there, growing with a small community bank, they want those deposits more than the big guys do. You know, they'll value that relationship. And if you grow, so one thing that we've done effectively is we've put a lot of our chips into, you know, one basket with a small community bank.
Yes.
And the benefits pay off big. So for all the folks out there getting in the multifamily game, look to invest heavily into a single relationship in a bank that's looking to grow in your area.
Let me give everyone a quick tip here. Look up Infinite Banking Concept, IBC. Nelson Nash wrote a book on it. And for most people that have heard the concept, they dive into it. And for everyone on this channel, you're all high-level performers. You're going to get the concept. It's really controlling the flow of money. You're either paying interest to the bank or to anyone you're lending the money from, or are you losing that opportunity cost if you're buying something for cash? So why not control the flow of money? Why not control where that interest is getting paid to? That's how you truly become wealthy. And it's all about that long-term generational wealth. This is not get rich quick. Becoming the banker, making that money, and reinvesting in yourself is a long-term strategy.
Gino, it sounds like two assets for the price of one.
That's right, my friend. Dual assets, bro.
Love it.
So the next time you drive by a bank, I want you to think, wow, I want to strive to be the banker. I want to become as wealthy as the banker. And guess what? You can. Mr. Stenzi, thanks a lot. We'll see you all next week.